Dave, got an email here from Neil Haddon, who says, why is helium in balloons and not hydrogen?
Well, he's right. You don't just get a floating balloon, you want a gas which is as light as possible. Helium is quite a lot lighter than air. Air weight is about an eighth of the density of air. Hydrogen is about a 16th the density of air, so it'll float in air and so the balloon will float upwards. You'd have thought that hydrogen would be a better gas, as it will give you slightly more lift than the helium. Because it's lighter. This is true. The problem is hydrogen is explosive, and if you had children running around with balloons which could catch fire and blow up in their faces, this may have some health and safety implications. The other thing is that although hydrogen is half as heavy as helium, it doesn't actually give you twice as much lift, because the amount of lift you get is a difference in its density with air. And so it's actually kind of only another, it's kind of a six, maybe another 16th of the density of air weight. It's a little bit better, but not very much.
So it's not worth the danger. But helium's quite expensive, isn't it? Because it's a limited resource here on Earth.
Yeah, because helium is only created by radioactive decay on Earth. You get alpha, things called alpha particles, are actually helium nucleuses. They slow down and then they gain some electrons and they turn into a helium atom.
So do we mine helium then? Do we have to sort of find pockets of it underground?
It tends to be found in oil wells, where you get a gas-proof layer of rock above a load of sort of rocks containing radioactive elements. They break down, produce a helium, it floats up, gets trapped. It's often at the top of an oil well, and mostly in American oil wells. So the amount of helium that we can access cheaply like this is very, very limited, because not all oil wells have it.
Quick question, Dave. Would that mean, in the same way as if people were to do what I was doing last night for a gag at a party, which was to get someone's birthday balloon and inhale the contents and sound funny, can you do that with hydrogen then? If you were not frightened of the potentially explosive consequences.
It would actually work even better with hydrogen, but I wouldn't recommend it at all to anybody.
Because you're not going to smoke, aren't you?
It's just messy. I don't want to even think about it, Chris.
Good way to cook yourself from the inside out. Ben?
It certainly puts it into perspective that you would, in fact, be doing a party trick with an unsustainable resource that you can only mine from deep underground.